And I believe our next one is Mary Corcoran and Laura Line, but Laura's not here, I gather.
Okay. I'm teaching a new course. It actually is not 746. It's going to be 767, and it's going to be called Social Welfare Policy, the Lived Experience. And I'm co-teaching this course with Laura Line, who's dean of the Social Work School. And it's going to be open to both social work and public policy master's students. And it's not at all what Sheldon usually teaches in 746. It covers the same topic from a very different perspective. We're going to be looking at current and planned government anti-poverty programs, and we're going to examine them from a variety of perspectives. We're going to do readings and cover research on the economic impacts, on the effects on overall well-being, and on implementation. And we're also going to be studying from the point of view of the clients who are impacted or affected by these programs. So we'll be looking at welfare programs, we'll be looking at housing programs, we'll be looking at labor market programs, such as the Earned Income Tax Credit. We'll be looking, and we'll be spending a lot of time on health and child care. And we're going to have readings that are mostly going to be in the course in the C-Tools site. Our requirements will include seven what we call reflections. We're going to have exercises where you have an employment exercise, an apartment hunt exercise, a child care exercise, a health care exercise, a food purchasing exercise, a household budgeting exercise. A lot of these will be done in class as part of a group. Some of them will be done at community sites. Some will require you to do research on available services in Washtenaw County. But the idea is that you see the kinds of packages and programs that the low-income families put together in terms of anti-poverty, who are affected by the anti-poverty programs. What's available out there to meet your needs, and what's available out there to help you pay for things, and how much that actually pays for if you try and do a budget. So a lot of the budgeting stuff will probably be done in class for the most part. So you'll be doing 6 to 7 short papers on that. And you're also doing a longer paper, a more analytic essay on some topic of your own choosing in welfare policy. The grading will be 70% on the short exercises, 20% on the long paper, and 10% on class participation. The class, I believe, is meeting Tuesdays, 9 to 12. Is there a time here? Oh, it doesn't have the time on this thing. I know that's when Laura wants it to meet. She wants it to be a three-hour class so that we can do so. A good deal of these participation exercises will be done in class. You'll be getting instructions on how to do them. Then we will do them, and you won't be doing as much outside of classwork. Laura, by the way, is an anthropologist who has written extensively. She's really famous in welfare policy. She's written extensively on family budgeting and making ends meet with Catherine Eden, which is a classic. She's done a lot of the studies of welfare to work in Texas. And she does very well at merging quantitative and qualitative work. But you'll be hearing the kind of stuff you hear from Sheldon from me.